Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground. Don't let your bad breaks go getting you down. Even when times get rough.
Even when times get rough.
You had enough.
You had enough.
Still gotta try,
my friends. And our rhythm section, that's our anthem. That could be our anthem, right? Small business owners, we do it or die. Against all odds. That's the reason why you're our heroes. I'm Jim Blasingame. Welcome back. 23 after. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Joel Abava. He is the franchise king, author of Become a Franchise Owner. We're talking about his commandments of franchise research. If you're going to buy a franchise, you got to follow these things, folks. Hey, Joel, thanks again for being here. What's the next commandment we need to focus on when we're doing our franchise research?
Well, this one, Jim, should be obvious, but the third commandment of franchise research is to always research competitors, followed by don't put all your eggs in one basket.
So when you say competitors, you're talking about competitors of the business you're going in, or competitors of the franchisor, which really, I know it might not seem like different, but there is a difference.
A competitor of the franchisor. Let's say that, for example, you've always wanted to open a pizza place. You know something about pizza. You've worked in one. You've managed one. You have some money. And there are probably 40 different pizza franchises. It's okay to hone in on one based on what you know, but you should look at least one or two other ones so you get the complete picture of the market and about the franchisors and how good they are and how good their systems are.
Because the pizza is one thing. You know, just they could both have great pizza, but the management of the franchisor, the way they follow up, how they serve, treat people after where they get their money, and their values, those kinds of things, those will likely be different, right?
Oh, yeah. And the business systems are 100% going to be different with every franchisor. There's going to be different software, different a point of sale terminal. Some are better, some are average. There's going to be better training with some franchisors, and the stuff is not that hard to find out. You just, when it's appropriate, you ask franchisees these questions from each franchise company you're looking at, and you will get your answers. So don't just focus on one. As much as you might love the brand, there might be another brand just as good or better, or the brand you're looking at might end up being the one based on what you have learned.
Be careful about falling in love. Love is for lovers, not for business.
Right.
Careful about falling in love. If you fall in, you know what happens when you fall in love, folks? Reason goes out the window. So be careful about that. All right. What's another commandment?
That's right. Another commandment. The fifth commandment of franchise research, be nice to franchise development representatives, the franchise salespeople at headquarters.
Right.
Be nice. It's okay to be firm and to ask tough questions, but you still need to be nice because they are the gateway to your dream. If they don't like you, unless they are absolutely desperate against the wall and haven't made a sale in 3 months, they're going to move on.
Well, are they the people who will stay with you after you get the franchise, or are they the ones just on the front end?
They're on the front end.
Yeah.
They're on the front end. So so make friends with them early, but still be assertive.
But they're the ones also not to fall in love with, too, right?
Well, yeah. Good point. But if they're going to give you an answer, you know, it's okay to ask them to back it up with data.
Right. Right.
You know, it's okay. You can just do it nicely. You know, joke around a little bit. Have fun.
The ones I'm going to want to curry favor with and be nice to are the ones who are going to serve me after we get going. I want them, you know, there's one thing for them to help you based on the contract, And it's something else when you become a business owner, you realize that there are forces in the world who need to go the extra mile for you. You need other people, your banker, your attorney, your accountant, maybe your franchisor. There's going to be a time when you're going to need somebody to go the extra mile for you. And people who don't like you are not going to do that. They'll do what they have to do, but they won't go the extra mile. What do you think?
Yeah, it's true. I mean, when I was a franchise broker, I dealt with franchise salespeople. Some of them were so outstanding that I knew if I bought a franchise from them, that if I was having a problem with a franchisor, if they weren't listening to a major concern I had, I know I could call them and say, look, I know you only sold me the franchise.
Right.
But man, I'm having trouble here. Mm-hmm. Who should I talk to get this handled? So there are some outstanding representatives, outstanding, that will step up to the plate for you.
One more quick one. I got 30 seconds.
You got 30 seconds. The ninth commandment of franchise research, call at least 10 or 15 franchisees when you're doing your research.
So
don't
important.
Call one, don't call two. Call a dozen, man. Call 10 to 15 of them.
All of them. Go
the
see
more
us.
The merrier.
If they let you meet them face-to-face, right? As many
yep,
as you
if
can.
If you can meet them face-to-face, that would be wonderful.
And maybe not just the people of the franchise you're buying. Maybe some other ones. Hey, Joel, this is great. We always get smarter when you join us. I need your website, please.
TheFranchiseKing.com.
Okay, and they can find the book there, Become a Franchise Owner, and all the other things that Joel does. If you need help with your franchise, Joel is the man. Hey, Joel, good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Joel LaBava, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.